Thanks, Brad. Good morning. Yesterday's election results are in, and starting with a look at the impact locally. In the Eureka City Council Ward 2 race, it was close, with Joe Bonino edging out Linda Atkins for the win, 50-48%. No surprises for Arcata City Council, as Michael Winkler, Susan Ornelas, and Shane Brinton ran unopposed. Stu Titus defeated Ken Weller for the Ferndale mayor, earning 49-46%. In nearby Fortuna, Joshua Brown failed to earn enough votes, as Douglas Strell and Tammy Gilliam Trent were elected to the Fortuna City Council with an overwhelming lead. Measures D and F, which each proposed new bonds, were both approved overwhelmingly. President Obama will have another 4 years, due to over 303 Electoral College votes. Looking at the California Senate race, incumbent Dianne Feinstein took a commanding lead over opponent Elizabeth Emken, 61-38%. It's a similar story for California Congressional District 2, as Democrat Jared Huffman took a controlling 70% of the vote over Daniel Roberts' 30%. An even split of yeses and noes on California ballot measures. 54% approved Prop 30's temporary taxes to fund education. Prop 35's human trafficking measure had the most support of any measure at 81%. Prop 36, the three strikes law, got California's nod with nearly 69%. And 60% ushered in Prop 39, the business tax for energy funding. 71% finalized the newly created state districts in Prop 40. As for the nays, Props 31, 32, 33, 34, and 38 were all voted down by a wide margin. A hotly contested defeat was Prop 37, the genetically modified food proposal. It lost by a 53-47% margin. We will continue to monitor the results and alert you of any changes. Switching over to the rest of the news, Mendocino County Sheriff's deputy served a search warrant at a residence in Redwood Valley after receiving tips about a marijuana growing operation. Deputies arrived at the residence of 29-year-old Melanie Hargis and 33-year-old Jedediah Jones. They found hundreds of growing plants, according to reports, along with 70 pounds of drying marijuana and over 100 pounds of processed and packaged weed, valued at $2,000 per pound, as well as other suspected controlled substances. Hargis, who was on probation, was arrested at the location, booked in the county jail. Deputies didn't need to search for Jones, who showed up to bail Hargis out of jail and was himself arrested on the pot charges as well as a probation violation. More law enforcement news in Mendocino County. As a deputy, along with tribal police officers on patrol, contacted Anthony Wilburn, who was on active state parole. When officers attempted to search Wilburn, he fled the scene on foot. He was quickly chased down. They found a .22 caliber handgun along with ammunition and a syringe filled with suspected meth. Wilburn was arrested, booked into county jail on a weapons charge and a drug charge. More KINS news after this.
There's lots of Kings and lots of Ronalds, but there's only one Mike's Drive-Up in Eureka. At the corner of 7th and Broadway, Mike's Drive-Up serves double cheeseburgers loaded with chili, or you can order a double chili cheese dog. Oh, are they good? Mike's Drive-Up even has homemade milkshakes and malts. And of course, don't forget about Mike's world-famous garlic fries. So drive up to Mike's Tuesday through Saturday to take out lunch or dinner or even a snack, and you'll understand how Mike's Drive-Up advertises by word of mouth.
Another harvest season is wrapping up. Reporter Dan Squire has the story.
The marijuana harvest season on the North Coast has about finished, and that means that the itinerant traveling trimmer who shows up in summer, finds temporary work, and gets paid is moving on until the next harvest season, as Eureka Police Chief Merle Harpum points out.
There was probably 20 to at least 20 people in little groups, two, three to a group, all along the road going through Willow Creek, and I wondered, what's that about? None of them are headed towards Eureka. And then the next weekend, I saw the same thing. And they're all young-looking, little backpacks and sleeping bags with them. And so then it dawned on me what it was. It was, the end of the growing season.
Towns and cities across the North Coast see the annual influx of a willing worker ready to wield their trimming scissors for some quick cash, but Chief Harpum points out that while marijuana may attract some oddballs, it's the persistent use of methamphetamine that his officers must deal with on a daily basis.
And meth has a lot to do with it. We've had a lot of weird calls lately where people have taken their clothes off, or when the officers get there, they'll strip their clothes off, or it's hardly a day goes by that we don't deal with somebody that's acting very bizarre, and usually it's meth, either that or they're off their medications.
Harpum went on to point out that policing on the North Coast is never dull.
Thank you, Dan. With the KINS of the news, I'm Anthony Mantova.